who's monitoring the child's development.
My wife doesn't really trust doctors.
Goodbye.
She's insane.
Mom, we're all she has, okay? It's my family.
Am I doing him good to get out of the house a little bit?
I'll take him outside. Anywhere that makes you happy.
Your son is in danger.
He's not absorbing any food. Do you hear me?
Why can't you trust me?
Enough!
What's happening?
She's obsessed with purity and cleanliness.
Why wouldn't you believe me? She's insane.
Okay, here's the deal. Aside from having one of the most awkwardly hilarious and inappropriate meet-cutes I've ever seen, Hungry Hearts serves as one chilling and realistic thriller. The story follows a young couple who get married after they get pregnant. However, after giving birth, the mother withdraws from societies and doctors, preferring to raise the baby on her own twisted version of a pure environment. The father struggles to save his son's life as he tries to negotiate the situation with his clearly unstable wife. In our current society, where people make some of the dumbest and most dangerous choices for their children in the name of autonomy and know-it-allism, Hungry Hearts is sadly relevant to many couples out there. It's frustrating to watch because as an audience member you can see it all coming, but it is a realistic portrayal of how difficult it is to get your way even if you know you're right. The biggest obstacle this film faces is being so steeped in New York living and culture that it's less relevant to people outside of the crappy New York apartments. Still, it's a true horror movie for parents out there, and it's worth seeing for no other reason than a cautionary tale of what can happen when someone starts to go off the deep end. Hungry Hearts gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.